Now, I cannot determine what will define my time in this place, but I do hope I've demonstrated something else entirely, that you can be anxious, sensitive, kind, and wear your heart on your sleeve. You can be a mother or not. You can be an ex-Mormon or not. You can be a nerd, a crier, a hugger. You can be all of these things. And not only can you be here, you can lead just like me. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa.
Kia ora, tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome to Nerman's Podcast, episode 379. Today is Wednesday, April 12th, 2023. What you just heard is the last minute or so of former Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's farewell speech to Parliament called a valedictory speech. The whole thing was about 40-odd minutes long, and I posted the official video of it to my blog, airmans.blogspot.com, along with some other relevant links, and I even included some trivia in that post. And it's well worth checking out if you get the chance. It was quite remarkable. It was interrupted many times by laughter as she made jokes, especially about her own expense, and talked a little bit about her time in Parliament and her time as Prime Minister. And it was really quite good. After the speech was over, she was hugged by members of Parliament of all parties, and she was also serenaded by a waiata, which is a sort of a song from members of Parliament, Māori members of Parliament, and also from the galleries above. And it was a remarkable thing that I can't imagine happening in most other countries. It's a very New Zealand sort of thing to happen. So it's almost worth checking out just to see the end. But it was really, really good, and I do recommend it. And from now, she is going on to two new positions. She's going to be New Zealand's special envoy to the Christchurch Call, which is an effort that she set up after the Christchurch terrorist attacks, to try to work with tech companies to reduce the prevalence and spread of extremist rhetoric and recruiting and organizing and that sort of thing. And there's been some success, but, you know, tech companies are tech companies. She's not being paid for that position. She will be reimbursed for reasonable expenses, as you'd expect, but she's not being paid to do the work itself. She's also taking a position as trustee of Prince William's Earthshot Prize, which is an organization which is trying to sort of fast-forward solutions to the climate crisis, not just trying to prevent further damage, which is ought to be the business of governments if they could get around to it. It is about trying to find solutions to these problems, and they've uncovered some remarkable efforts so far. So those are the two things that she's doing. And it's not unusual for a New Zealand MP, a high-ranking MP, and in particular a former prime minister, to go off and do something on the international stage. And I talked a bit about that in the post. And so, yeah, I think she'll do really well. I certainly wish her well. I don't blame her one bit for leaving with all of the things she had to deal with. And I don't mean the people. I don't call people things, generally speaking. but yeah, them too. I think that sane and rational people realize that the policies the government put in place to deal with COVID saved the lives of thousands of New Zealanders who otherwise would have died. And particularly in the early days when we didn't even know what was causing it or necessarily even how it was transmitted. If you think back to those early days, there was all this talk that if you just touched a doorknob that somebody with COVID had touched that you would get it and die, which sounds like so many other communicable diseases and infectious diseases that have popped up over the years, doesn't it? But yeah, so the unhinged right is going to hate her no matter what. But what I'm hoping is that now that she's moving on to doing other things, that because of their chronic lack of focus, they will kind of forget about her and move on to whatever their next targets are. For her sake and for her family's sake, I hope that's what happens. But we shall see, I guess. Today, I have some updates to share, including Starting, though, I guess, with why I called this episode April Showers, it's because it's been raining a hell of a lot lately. Over Easter weekend, we actually even had tornadoes. And there was a continuing threat of that into this week. And the past few days have been raining fairly heavily, even here in Hamilton. As a matter of fact, I've had to delay recording several times because of the very, very heavy rain, very loud heavy rain that was going on. Although at the moment, even though it just rained a little while ago, the sun is shining. So there's that. But we will not get May flowers because of these April showers, because by then we will be in late autumn. Winter starts on June 1st, and I'm not looking forward to that. I hate winter, as everybody knows by now, I think. But anyway, no doubt weather is going to be another thing that has to be updated in the months and years ahead. Every time I talk, it's probably going to be a weather report in there somewhere. I have been working on some projects, and I have some updates to other projects. First, the updates, because they're shorter. I talked last time about using the Reminders app to have me check that I took my prescriptions at 2 p.m. every day. And so far, that whole thing's working out really well. I haven't missed my prescriptions, as I would hope, and I didn't expect that I would. But the other day, it suddenly dawned on me that there was another benefit to this, because some months ago, I imposed an arbitrary cutoff of 2 p.m. on myself for having any caffeinated beverage of any sort, whether it's coffee or tea or cola or whatever. And the reason for that is that a few different times I would have a coffee late in the afternoon, and then that night I couldn't fall asleep. And the feelings that I get are it's difficult to tell if it's a panic attack, tachycardia, or caffeine, because the sensations are all very similar, in my opinion, in my experience, I should say. And I realized finally, fortunately, that what was going on is I was having caffeine too late. Now, this isn't the first time that that's happened, because I've been progressively moving my last caffeine back more and more as time goes on. It used to be like 4 o'clock, then it was 3 o'clock. Well, now it's 2 o'clock, which is the time I set to go and check the prescription. So when the alarm goes off, that tells me, oh, it's also my last opportunity to have caffeine. And I usually do. Not always. That's not true. But it's an added bonus that I hadn't thought about at the time that I set up that system. And both of those alerts now, the alert and its secret companion, are working really well. Not long ago, I said on social media and on my blog that I accidentally unpacked a box from my office. And that wasn't literally true. I mean, I unpacked it deliberately. But what got me to do it was because I was actually looking for something for my accountant. And I thought it might be in that box. And I thought that the box held stuff from my old office, desk stuff mainly. And it turned out it wasn't anything like that at all. What was in it was actually stuff, random stuff that I had packed here in this house. And my theory is that I just got, I was probably trying to tidy up in a hurry, and I just put it in a box for I'll deal with it later sort of situation, I think. And most of that stuff, I don't have any idea why I even kept it. And so I recycled what I could. If anything was truly rubbish, I threw it away. The few things that I did actually still want, I dealt with. I put away then and there and broke down the box, and that was that. But in the time since then, this was, when was this, February or January, February, I think, I continued on with that, doing just a box. And since then, I've emptied out a corner of my office, and I was able to move Leo's bed over, so it's well and truly out of the way now, because he has a bed in my office, because he likes to sleep in his own bed in the daytime. At night, he sleeps on our bed. And I've been continuing on with that. Now, I don't mean to suggest in any manner, shape, or form that my office is now tidy, or even close to it, because it's absolutely not. What's ended up happening in most cases is that I have dealt with things. I've found papers that need to be shredded. I've found things that were just rubbish, and a lot of things that could be recycled, and very little that I actually wanted to keep. So those are organized into piles or into new boxes, as the case may be, and they'll be much easier for me to deal with going forward. And so it's been a very productive exercise doing all of this. And I've gotten a lot accomplished, even though if you were to look at my office, you would think, what a dump. And it basically is. But the larger point is that this whole strategy of what I can, when I can, is working really well for me in dealing with all of this stuff. It's absolutely not fast, but it does work. And that's ultimately what matters most. Now, some time ago, quite some time ago, I talked about this project I got myself into where I was going through all of Nigel's digital music to mesh it up with my own. Because he digitized, at some stage or other, he digitized all of our albums, CDs, I should say. So he had all electronic versions of all of those, plus some that he bought. And I wanted to get them all meshed up together with mine. Now, he had a lot more than I did because he had all of those CDs and some that he'd bought. And those, backing up a little bit, he did that. I think I said at the time, I can't remember. But he used to run low-power FM stations at our old house in Pāroa. And when we lived on Auckland's North Shore, he had an internet radio station for a time. And so he needed the music for that, so he digitized them. And he purchased all of the required licenses in order to be able to broadcast the music. And so all of that was all, you know, all legal, all above board. There's nothing secret or nefarious about any of that. But so he had all of that music stored on his computer, and I thought I should get it merged, particularly to, you know, so I could get rid of his computer. I don't need two computers. And ultimately, and I think I said this at the time too, ultimately my plan is to have a media server so that I can access the music from any device in the house. So I downloaded all the songs, added them into my folder where I store the music that my Apple Music player plays, and then I hit a snag. I couldn't figure out how to make the Apple Music player see all of that music that I'd added, and I would just put it in the too hard basket and left it. And then I thought, no, I really have to deal with this. This is ridiculous. So I figured out how to do it. It's actually quite easy. You just import it. Now, I'm going to tell you about the before and after, but I have to stress one thing first, and that is that when it did that, it read everything that was in the folder, including all the podcast episodes that were still stored in there, which goes back a very long time, including my own, but going back a very long time now, because I was always lazy about deleting played podcasts and so on. Other people are very efficient about such things. I'm not one of those people. So there were lots of podcasts in there and digital downloads of various kinds. So those were all re-uploaded, along with all of the stuff that Nigel had. And I don't know yet. I haven't gone through it enough yet to find out if it is duplicated things that I already had. I don't know. We'll see. I took the precaution of deleting the library file first, so it would have to build a new library, which it did. And that could have been a problem. I don't know. Anyway, be that as it may, when I started the project, I had 6,069 items in my Apple Music, which isn't necessarily songs, because that included podcast episodes, including the raw files that I would upload to Apple Music to convert to an MP3. So there'd be two copies of the same thing, and some random sound files like voice memos are included in that, and I'm trying to think about any other things. Basically, that's the gist of it, plus all the songs from CDs or from purchases or what have you. So I had 6,069 items, which was enough to listen continuously for 19 days, 11 hours, 42 minutes, and 21 seconds. And it, in case you really want to know, it took up 71.44 gigabytes, which actually isn't that much considering how much sound that's referring to. When I was done, I had 32,900 items, which would be continuous listening for 306 days, 6 hours, 56 minutes, and 51 seconds, and takes up a grand total of 723.7 gigabytes. Now, as I said, a lot of that is podcast stuff, which I have to go through and manually delete. And a lot of it is just various random things. Like I said, all my old podcast episodes that I would upload to convert to MP3, I would forget to go back later and then download it. And then, oh man, I got to do that one of these days. And then, of course, I finish the episode that I'm working on at that moment and move on. And then forget and I come back and there's this growing list. I must get to it. So I don't know what, ultimately what it's going to be. But I just thought that was kind of funny, the huge jump. I've got, what did I say, 306 days. So I only need to find a few more albums and I'll have a year's worth of continuous listening. Now, there are a lot of dupes in that because a lot of the things that we bought over the years were compilation albums. So the same song might appear in several different ones, especially if we also had the artist's album that the song came from. And in retrospect, it probably wasn't the best way to do that. We probably should have eliminated the dupes at the time, but we didn't. So I guess he felt, and I probably felt this too, that it was better to keep the albums all together rather than trying to remove duplications. And what I ended up doing on my own iTunes and then Apple Music was I would just unclick the song so that it wouldn't play in rotation or what have you. And that's worked very well for me, actually. So that's another little project that I completed, even though I do have to go back and remove stuff that doesn't belong there. But even maybe I'll have a further update when I say how many I actually deleted. So since I last recorded, I found an added benefit to using the Reminders app. I have been working on tidying up my office slowly but surely, and I completed a major step in the music combination project or whatever you call that thing. But that's it for today. And I don't know when I'm going to record again. I guess it'll depend on the weather. Kakete no. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. You can comment on this or any episode of the Aaron's Podcast at aaronspodcast.com, where you can also leave a voice message. You can visit and comment on the Aaron's Facebook page, or you can email me, with or without a voice message, at aaron's@gmail.com. This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Network and is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website,